So my favorite hack is doing absolutely nothing. Be like, thank you so much. I really needed you to tell me to nothing right now. No, I mean literally doing nothing. Sitting and being is the best way to hack your way to success. When was the last time you actually sat with yourself? And for how long was that? Was that in between a phone call, or was that, oh, I have this meeting, and you're really thinking about the meeting, you weren't really sitting with yourself? If you can sit with yourself long enough, the answers come. If you can sit with yourself long enough, the inspiration comes. That's one of the reasons why showers are so exciting, because you always have your bright idea in the shower because you're really not doing anything else.
I'm Junaid Ahmed, host of Hacks and Hobbies podcast and a digital presence advisor at HumbleZone. This episode is brought to you by Home Studio Mastery. I launched a consultation and course program to help podcasters and course creators to create a space in their homes that'll reduce the friction of creating content and appearing their best when showing up on camera. The pandemic gave us a lot of issues, but this one is here to stay. We're now so much closer to our audience thanks to video becoming more popular and affordable. I help guide folks who want to create Hollywood-worthy studios to not only capture great content, but also build more confidence, more authority, and be more comfortable in front of the camera. If I can do it, you can too. And with my help, you can do it faster. So if you'd like to learn more, visit homestudiomastery.com and how you too can create a home studio that brings out your personality, professionalism, and possibilities.
Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around.
Welcome to another exciting episode where we uncover the inspiring stories behind remarkable individuals. In this episode, we dive deep into the incredible journey of our guest, Aleya, as she shares her transformation from a struggling entrepreneur to a successful leader in the culinary and marketing industries. Get ready to be inspired and motivated as we rediscover Aleya's origin story and the lessons she learned along the way. Stay tuned for an insightful conversation filled with wisdom, growth, and the power of self-discovery. Aleya, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So let's jump right in. We met through Podmatch, and Podmatch is an amazing platform that enables guests and hosts to connect with each other so that they know what type of people, what type of guests that my podcast is looking for. And being entrepreneurs, being somebody who's constantly growing and coming up with ideas, it's important to talk with people and understand their journey and understand their whys and how they're able to get to where they are today. Aleya, take us through your journey and let's walk through memory lane and rediscover your origin story. How did you get started being an entrepreneur?
I love this question because, first of all, it makes me feel like a superhero. I have an origin story. I'm a big Marvel fan, so I'm like, yes. Oh, this is awesome.
I love it.
And I think that just like a superhero, my origin story describes the development of my superpower, which is, that's the whole point of an origin story.
Right? Exactly.
Mine starts when I was in the fashion and cosmetic industries. I had recently graduated from the University of Southern California, fight on, go Trojans. And I had gotten a job and wasn't loving it. Mm-hmm. Then I hated it. Then I was crying in my car at lunch every day. That's where we were at. And I said, okay, I'm trying to apply, trying to go somewhere else. And then from the cosmetic industry job, I got laid off. And this is before Uber or anything like that. And I was like, what am I going to do? And I could not get a job doing anything, dude, nothing, like from admin to nothing. And I'm now aware that's a moment in time when the universe or God is like, hey, pay attention. I'm trying to do some things. You're not cooperating with me. You're looking in the wrong direction. Look this way. And while I was off. I did some soul searching and scrapbooking, which BT dubs, do not take up scrapbooking as a hobby when you're broke. It's very expensive. If you do not have a job, do not scrapbook. There's so many components that are involved. And I realized that the reason why I wasn't happy in the place that I was, I wasn't able to connect with what I was doing. I hadn't quite unearthed what that meant yet when one day my friend was over at my house eating my food. Yes, she came over to the person's house who didn't have a job and decided to eat their food. And she said, you know what you should do? You should go to culinary school. You're not doing anything else. And I said, what? That's so random. And I'm going to take it that she wanted me to go to culinary school because the food was good and could have been better, not because I was so horrible and she was trying not to gag, right? That's my story and I'm sticking to it. And I did. I went to culinary school. I was there for 2 years. I went to Le Cordon Bleu in Pasadena. And while I was there, I started opening up. My heart started opening up. I started being like, oh, this is cool. I actually am enjoying this. And I'm feeling like I could connect with myself and people. That's all I knew when I was doing that. And I got the best piece of advice that I've ever gotten. Not ever, but up until that point in time that I had ever gotten.
Yeah.
And it was from a very grumpy chef instructor. And they said, you're going to have to work for 10 years, $10 an hour before you're ever able to make anything of yourself. And I looked at said chef instructor. I was like, you don't know me, clearly. Because if you did, you would never have said that. I've never worked for $10 an hour. My first internship was more than $10 an hour. Why would I start now?
Yeah.
And I'm not normally negatively motivated, but it really caused me to dig deep and take this journey that I was on a little more seriously. So I started a catering company while I was still in culinary school. I graduated top of my class with a perfect GPA. And
yeah.
I ended up working for regular folks and then also getting an agent, as one does living in LA, and working as a private chef for high net worth individuals. And that in that moment was when I finally transformed what I had understood as my need for connection into what it really was. That is my need to love other people and to show them and help them feel loved, appreciated, respected, heard, and seen.
Yeah.
And I realized it didn't really matter what I was doing to do that. My activity in the world, whether it's marketing or cooking, was just an excuse in order to be able to connect with people and to show them how wonderful they were. And that's what I did with food. I traveled all over the world. I worked with high net worth individuals and did some cool things, got private one-on-one concerts because I was just there. Like, it was pretty dope, right? But at a certain point in time, you're like, I'm making the connection to other people and I'm loving other people. And then I stopped feeling the love. Because I don't know if you remember the show Entourage. It's pretty cool. But being part of someone's entourage is not as cool as it looks. You end up not having your own identity. And
yes,
I wanted to build an empire. And you can't build an empire if you're part of somebody else's.
You can't be a leader if you're a follower.
Exactly. So I said, okay, this season is coming to an end. And I definitely didn't want to have to go through what I did before where the universe was taking everything away from me. So I decided to do it on my own. And I started applying and I ended up working at Google as a vendor partner on their food team as a marketer. So I went back. It was marketing, chef marketing. And I loved that. And we were talking about behavioral sciences and the future of food and why people ate and food choice architecture and the food crises that we were in. It was amazing. And I worked on a global team and I oversaw the region of the United States for the food team for my parent company. And then when you're good, people want you to do what seems to be greater, even if it's really not. And I was promoted to be the head of marketing for North America for my large company. It sucked. It really did. Like, I learned a lot. I loved my team. I was just, it would talk about a disconnect. It was like someone had unplugged me.
Yeah.
When I was working at the Google, on the Google side, I was plugged into that connection, that love, that care when I unplugged. Then the universe got me laid off again. Clearly, that's just what I need, apparently, to make any change in my life is I need to be in financial distress. And at that point in time, this was February 2020, and I had been starting this side hustle, which I actually hate the word hustle now. But at the time, I started a side hustle, and my prayer sounded something like this. Lord God, Father, Mother God, Universe, Spirit, I'm going to go full time with this thing. I promise. I know this is what I want you want me to do. But before that happens, I have some requests treating the universe like Santa Claus, right? I'm going to need all my bills paid. I'm going to need 6 months of rent saved up. I just got a new car. So we're going to need like money saved up for that just in case.
Yeah.
I also want to make sure that this business can double what I'm currently making in revenue. I need all of that to happen before I'm going to do anything. I hate to break it to you and past me, but none of that happened. Not even a little bit of it. I was probably laid off. The one thing that happened that was really great was my company paid for me to become a StoryBrand certified guide, which at the time was $10,000 of investment plus travel and a week in Nashville. Yeah. And I took that certification after being laid off and I ran with it. I got a publicist and I worked, this is February. I was in the wedding catering and events industry where I started my company and I loved it because I was able to reconnect and love people. And I was in the industry of love. And then they were broke because it's a pandemic.
Yeah.
Nobody's
buying food.
Yeah. No one's having catering, big 500 person weddings,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. They're not. Mm-hmm.
So then I pivoted again and I still work and I love the wedding catering and events industry and working with those clients, but we pivoted outside and I realized that love and connection is universal. Now, what I do is I focus on helping people get to know themselves intimately, being radically authentic with who they are, how they want to show up in the world and the problem that they solve. Because for me, that is the only way to truly market as being a league of your own. It's the only true way to differentiate yourself. People think they have to try to differentiate themselves. Like they have to go out and find what makes them different. They're born with what makes them different. You're born with a uniqueness about you. You just have to unearth it because you've followed this guru for too long. You listen to, no offense, too many podcasts. I have a podcast too. I can say it. Listen to too many podcasts. You've taken too many courses and you then become a cookie cutter replica of all of your gurus and you lose yourself. And your messaging sounds like you've lost yourself. And then you sound like the doctor down the street, like the lawyer down the street, like the SaaS company who has yet another productivity tool that sounds just like your productivity tool. My job is to love you through it, help you unearth it. Then we take that StoryBrand framework. We put it into clear messaging that other people can understand. And then we write about it in copywriting so that you can get connected. Once I made the decision to do that for myself, I had to do it for me first. And does this thing really work? I did all the work. Honey, I was in ayahuasca ceremonies in the Amazon. I was all of the internal work. And I came back and I got serious. I made my business an S Corp in September 2020. Because before then, it was just a sole prop. And you know what you can do with a sole prop? You can walk away.
Yeah.
No one even really knows what you're doing. You don't have to really tell anybody. And it's an S Corp, it's an entity outside of you that you're taking responsibility for. It's like having a baby, but I just did have a baby 6 weeks ago and it's actually a lot easier to have an S Corp. No diapers and no doctors. When I did that though, is making a commitment that this is who I am and how I want to show up for other people. And in our first year, we made $250,000 and went up from there. Nice. And it was only because I was able to get radically authentic. And it was only because I knew that was what I was supposed to help other people do and communicate it to the world. So now, like any good superhero, my superpower is to help people get radically authentic and to share their message in a way that helps them answer the question, why would I choose you over the business that seemingly does the same thing right next door?
Yeah. And I love that. There's so many stories in there. Oh my God, Alaya, you've totally broken the record of an amazing story.
Oh,
come on.
As a storyteller, that is true flattery, my friend.
Right? Being StoryBrand certified guide and somebody who tells story for a living and help others discover their stories, right? It's not an easy job. It's hard. And I call myself as a storyteller that wasn't, but because I podcasted and interviewed so many people, I listened to the stories. Oh, that's where the puzzle pieces go. And that's how you make it all work. I'm like, oh, this is cool. It's so beautiful when it's so clearly blaring in front of your face. You got the IKEA furniture, cat, your manual open. Wait, how does this go? Which angle am I supposed to look at it from?
even with the manual, that's not one of my superpowers.
Don't worry, I'll take that superpower.
Okay, good. I'll call you.
What's beautiful is, as you're talking about personal branding, as you're talking about being your authentic self, there's a lot of examples that throughout history we've been shown through either if you're a believer or not, those stories are something that you're like, okay, I can go with that. The story of Jesus, the personal brand behind Christianity,
mm-hmm.
right? If it wasn't for him, there wouldn't be any Christians, or there wouldn't be any.
It's in his name.
It's Prophet Muhammad. There's Noah. There's Moses. Like, all of their stories are personal brand stories. And the more we see it clearly in those stories, we need to stop faking it, because you yourself are unique.
Mm-hmm. And the stories, the similarities between story, anyone's story, mm-hmm. is always the problem that you're overcoming and the transformation that you make.
Yes.
The problem that most people make, or the mistake that most people make when they are telling a story, is they make their story about them. And your story is actually not about you. Your story is about how you can create that transformation for other people, yeah. how you can solve that problem for others, and how you can guide them through it. There's times to tell your story from a very narcissistic perspective. And if mm-hmm. we're all honest, we love those times, because everyone loves talking about themselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if you're really wanting people to listen to your story, to use your story as a catalyst for conversion.
Mm-hmm. Cue the music. This is what's called a really great pause.
On changing.
You got to come back.
Perspective.
Got to go back to the catalyst for conversion, because you were paused for.
Oh, I cut out. Oh, that's unfortunate. Let me think of what I was saying. It's so hard when it's,
I know, and you're
coming from your brain. And it's hard to do a pickup without it being awkward, because I don't know the exact word I was saying.
Yeah, the last one was the catalyst that you
catalyst for conversion.
Yes.
Your story, and any good story, is really a catalyst for conversion if you're thinking about it from a marketer's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to think about where your story intersects with the story of your ideal client. That's how you use story in a powerful way. And you don't just talk about yourself. Although that's fabulous. And that's wonderful. It feels good. Yeah. You're going to feel good all the way to the poorhouse, because no one actually really cares about you. And in fact, mm-hmm. I say this often, that when you think about marketing, you need to think about marketing to narcissists with short attention spans. Is it about me? Did you make it about me yet? I feel like you made it about me 5 minutes ago, but can we make it about me again? That would make me feel great, right?
Mm-hmm.
That when you have that in mind, your about page doesn't sound like, since 1952, we've helped, da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
No one cares about your daddy and how your daddy and your cousin started this business, or how what you love, that you like pumpkin spice lattes and pugs. No one cares. What they care about is, we've helped 3,000 clients just like you solve this problem in this way. I know I can help you because of X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
That shows that I've done it before. I can lead you through your transformation, and you are going to be better than you are now. People purchase to solve a problem.
Yes.
If you can't articulate the problem in your story that you solve, they will not buy from you. Even better, even on a deeper level, they purchase to solve a problem. They shop to solve a problem they can see, but they purchase to solve a problem they can feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I use this example of a landscape architect, right?
Okay.
Let's say we're in a nice neighborhood, swanky, like lawns, like really nice lawns in the front. Your lawn, however, not so nice, not so nice. And you, every time you're out walking your dog, you can feel the neighbors looking at you like you're like literally single-handedly bringing down their property values. And all of a sudden, on one of these walks with your dog, you see a flyer on a telephone pole, and it says, "Is your lawn embarrassing? Do you feel like your long is not only preventing you from keeping up with the Joneses, but the Joneses won't even pick up your phone call? Call us, because we can not only help you make sure your shrubbery is together, but we'll help you have the best house on the block. What are you really solving for me? You're solving embarrassment. You're solving shame. You're solving competition and feeling like I'm losing a competition of lawn competition. That's what you're making me feel like you're solving. Anybody can cut grass. The flyer could have also said, we cut grass $50 an hour.
Yeah.
Which one is more powerful? I obviously have someone cutting my grass, but they're apparently doing a bad job because I feel embarrassed. Solve that problem and you've earned a customer. Tell that story and show how you've helped people solve that before, and now you've got new business.
Wow. Mind blown. Because I've been looking at it from a different lens, obviously. I haven't spoken to story brand people before. And you're one of the best, right?
Changing, man, let me tell you.
Wow. Where should we go from here?
Were you looking at it from the perspective of telling your full story and hoping that people kind of gravitate towards you? Was that where you were looking at it from?
There's a little bit of I've helped this many people. There's a little bit of that in there, right? But you always think about talking about the struggles, talking about the problem they might be facing. But then you also got to give them the solution that you can bring to them.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, also, you need to move past benefits and features, which is used to be the gold standard because it was hard enough to get y'all business owners out there to even do that.
Yeah.
I come across many websites where I'm just like, so what exactly do you do? Mm-hmm. It's not at the top, it's not at the bottom, it's not on your about page. There's a bunch of fluffy language, and I'm like, I don't even understand what you do.
Yeah.
So I think we're moving past that. It's still people are there. And now
people
we're like, okay,
getting smarter.
The benefits and the features. And now we're moving past that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the benefits. Give me the features. Tell me what you do. It needs to be crystal clear. But tell me why I should trust you. Tell me how you do it better than anybody else. Tell me why you're my person. Because there's 5 million people who do what you do. And there's 5 million people who do what I do. And I need to know that we are a match.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it this way. Think about if everybody in the world has a light and it's a different color, but there's different subsets. You got pink lights, you got yellow lights, you got blue lights, you got green lights. And the goal, everyone's ultimate goal, which I believe is true, is connection and finding their people. So all of the green lights are trying to find all the other green lights. And you might find a smattering here and there, but some people, you feel isolated or no one can ever relate to you. You can't solve your problem because you're a green light surrounded by a bunch of pink lights. If you're a business owner and you're a little pink light and you're dim, right? You're not really shining. People don't understand that you're a pink light. They're like, is that pink or is that fuchsia? I don't know. I don't know if I should be hanging out with this person because I'm trying to find my pink lights. If you turn up the wattage on your pink light by realizing exactly who you are, knowing exactly how to share it with people and why you are shining in all of your pink glory and you are the brightest pink light around, you become a beacon for other people to find you, your people. The green lights might think you're cute, but the pink lights feel a connection to you. They know that they want to spend money with you. The goal of proper storytelling is to be the brightest pink light you can be. And that will cause a lot of other people to not like you, which is fabulous. I love it when people tell me that I'm too expensive for them. I'm like, yeah, for you. Tell that to my clients who pay me regularly and without issue. I love it when people say, you're a little woo. That's a little weird. You do like energy alignment and like you actually talk to people about themselves and like their leadership teams. Cause I don't know, is that really marketing? Yeah. Tell them like when my clients make more money because they use the messaging that we unearth. I think it's real marketing. That's what we're doing over here. And I'm not your people if you think it's not.
Yeah.
I've been a marketer for 10 years, 13 years. I lost count. I don't want to age myself also on top of it. And I've seen a lot of stuff that works. And I read something the other day that everything actually works. This lead gen tool, SEO, social media, LinkedIn stalking. So don't send me another message. Hey, I saw you on LinkedIn. I thought we could connect. All of it will work. It's about how you do it why you're doing it, and does it make sense for the other pink lights that you're trying to attract as you're doing it?
That was powerful, dude. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You've been doing this for a while. I love the stories. I love all that you're doing. And it's beautiful to see that there's a need for every single one of us.
There is. I love how you said that. There absolutely is.
Yeah. And the connection part. Oh my God. It's all about community. Human beings are community. You find your fellow cyclists, you find your fellow runners, you find your fellow beekeepers. Like, all of these groups are together because they have a common passion in mind. And when you're feeling down and you don't want to go for a run, guess what's happening? Somebody's texting like, hey, I'm going for a run. Come on. Who's coming up? Who's coming?
Exactly.
Who's going? And you're like, oh, shoot, he's up. I'm going to go too. Because now you got somebody to share that journey with. And that's all we want.
That's all we want as humans. That's all we want. To share the experience of our spirit having this human experience, right? And we want to share it with other people that are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah. Sweet. One thing that I've also noticed, so I'm always looking at stories. I'm always looking at ideas. Yesterday, I watched the latest episode on Mythic Quest.
What show is this?
Mythic Quest. It's on Apple TV Plus.
What platform is that on?
Apple TV Plus.
Okay. I'm gonna be watching Mythic.
You're gonna
Quest.
Be watching it.
From the title already, I'm hooked.
You're hooked. you're gonna love it. In this episode, they take the two main characters back in the 80s when they got started and they were pulled into class. Oh my God, you're doing it wrong. You need to. That planet does not exist. What are you talking about? But her mom was open-minded. His mom was open-minded. So she takes him to this door. She's like, okay, talk to me about your planet. Let's make it happen. So they make this project. Instead of him writing an essay, he makes a physical project. What I picked up from here is that you need somebody close to you believing in your dreams.
You do.
Because if you don't have that, you're going to be questioning yourself all your life. But when you have somebody supporting your ideology and telling you that you're a genius for thinking the way that you're thinking, poof, I'm like crying while I'm watching this episode. Okay.
Aww.
It's sick.
It sounds really powerful.
It's very powerful. And we've seen storytelling coming from Apple for the past decade.
Oh, yeah.
So when they put something down, it's okay, something's up here. The second story was very similar. You know, she just loves playing video games, but she didn't want to learn piano. Her mom wanted to learn piano and do this recital, but her dad was supporting, like, okay, show me this video game and this big beast that you're going to be down. Let's see it. So she's playing, and then it was just interesting. And then she listens to the mom and dad conversation about them being friends. I want to be a friend to my daughter, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, okay, I need to really work at it. And then her dad also tells her, if you treat this learning a piano as a video game and you got to beat the boss, how are you going to do that? So there's so much learning happening in these small moments. I'm like, holy smokes, this is very powerful, mind-bending stuff. And that's all we need. We need somebody to believe in us. And us having the heart to put into the work that's going to make our parents happy. So then we have the ability to go into what we're really into.
Yep. I love that. And sometimes that person is you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who are on an entrepreneurial journey now where they feel alone. Mm-hmm. They don't have that person, and they're having to be that person for themselves.
Yeah.
And if that is you, I would say that you still have all you need as long as you know exactly what you need. A lot of the times we don't really articulate emotionally the support that we require. We just feel lost or frazzled, or we don't accomplish things. We quit because we didn't have the support, knowing that we maybe could have given that support to ourselves if we had just dug a little deeper.
Yeah.
If that's you, on my website, I have a free download that you can go and you can support yourself through and be your biggest fan. It's at flourishmarketing.co/recalibrate, or if you just go to flourishmarketing.co and you click on freebies, it's right there. And it's a recalibration guide. It's like a 30 plus page guide. If you're saying, I am my own biggest fan, I don't have anybody pushing me to play piano, I don't have someone believing in my project, you can believe in yourself enough until you build that community.
Yeah.
I come across a lot of people who are really not in community, and they think that entrepreneurship, especially after they leave corporate, is they're going to be this lone wolf. And my friend, it does not work that way. Mm-hmm. It does not. And it's hard. Let me just say that to you. It's hard.
It's very hard.
And it being hard is normal, but that doesn't make it any less hard. Like I said earlier, I had a baby 6 weeks ago. She's adorable. You can check her out on Instagram at Ruby Coral Harris. Because I'm a marketer. So of course she has her Instagram again.
Yeah.
And it was rough. Like, my pregnancy was great. I was doing Pilates the morning I went into labor. It was fabulous. Nice. The delivery was rough. Having a newborn is a horrible experience.
Yeah.
Like, they're cute, which is the saving grace of all children, I think. And the whole reason why we end up having, children in the first place is because they're cute. But I have been told, oh, this is normal, this is normal, this is normal. And after a while of hearing that something that you're really going through is normal, it starts to feel like, oh, are they telling me it shouldn't be bad? No, it can be normal and horrible at the same time.
Yes.
But you don't need to stay in that place, right, if, especially if you're going through it by yourself. There's ways to get help. Another thing that I just discovered was the small business development C, whatever the C stands for, SBDC, Small Business Development Center. That's actually a government organization that offers free business coaching from people that have been entrepreneurs for years and years. They outsource to them.
Nice.
Man, oh man, I've spent thousands of dollars on coaches and courses and programs, and they've all been very helpful, but free is always in my budget. So if you're struggling and it's always a catch 22, I need help, but I can't pay for help, try the SBDC and your local SBDC in your area, because that for me was incredibly helpful. And I've been in the game for a minute as a marketer, and I still was like, huh. Didn't know that existed. Didn't know you could do that. Didn't know there was a specialist who did that.
Yeah.
Right. There's always resources so that you feel connected. And there's always resources that if you need to go out there and find your biggest fan, you can do that too.
Yes. I love this. Let's take a quick break, Aleia, and we'll be right back with 3 Hacks with Aleia.
I'm Junaid Ahmed, host of Hacks and Hobbies podcast, and a digital presence advisor at HumbleZone. This episode is brought to you by Home Studio Mastery. I launched a consultation and course program to help podcasters and course creators to create a space in their homes that'll reduce the friction of creating content and appearing their best when showing up on camera. The pandemic gave us a lot of issues, but this one is here to stay. We're now so much closer to our audience thanks to video becoming more popular and affordable. I help guide folks who want to create Hollywood-worthy studios to not only capture great content, but also build more confidence, more authority, and be more comfortable in front of the camera. If I can do it, you can too. And with my help, you can do it faster. So if you'd like to learn more, visit homestudiomastery.com. And how you too can create a home studio that brings out your personality, professionalism, and possibilities.
Hey guys, welcome back. We've been speaking with Aleia Harris. Awesome. Story Brand Certified Guide. She's a coach, a bioenergetic business coach. We didn't even go into the bioenergetic chat, but she's done all of it for herself, for her business, for her clients, helping them realize what it is that authentic messaging and strategy and copywriting really brings out the truth in them. Probably screwed all of that up, but
it sounded great to me.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Aleia, take it away with the 3 hacks for our audience.
So my favorite hack is doing absolutely nothing. and be like, thank you so much. I really needed you to tell me to nothing right now. No, literally doing nothing. Sitting and being is the best way to hack your way to success. When was the last time you actually sat with yourself? And for how long was that? Was that in between a phone call, or was that, oh, I have this meeting, and you're really thinking about the meeting? You weren't really sitting with yourself. Mm-hmm. If you can sit with yourself long enough, the answers come. If you can sit with yourself long enough, the inspiration comes. That's one of the reasons why showers are so exciting, mm-hmm. because you always have your bright idea in the shower because you're really not doing anything else.
Yeah.
And you wash your body automatically. When you're sitting with yourself, I also would posit that you are sitting with the grand creator, whatever name you put onto it, God, spirit, universe, Allah, whatever name you want to put onto it. And I like to sit with myself and I like to chant, and there's inside my head, and it might be 2 minutes, it might be 1 hour, but I basically am like, hey, I'm here. I know you're always here, but I'm not like always paying attention to you, but I promise I'm here right now, mm-hmm. paying attention to you. Being so that I can stay in flow. There's two types of energy. There's the masculine and the feminine, and it's not necessarily in the way we think about it as being gendered, like girl and boy, but mm-hmm. feminine energy has a flow to it. It's like the water. It's how water is powerful. It can cut through rock, but it's a different type of energy than the rock, than the powerful, strong, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do the to-do list energy. When you connect and when you sit with yourself, you end up in more of a flow state. I have a very natural masculine energy about me. I will make that to-do list. I will check it off. I will make it again. And we're going to power through. I don't care what it looks like in hell or high water. Pick it up, boy. Get it. That is my way of moving in life. But when I tap into just being and I find myself in flow, then all of a sudden things will get a lot easier. So that's my first hack, is to just be, figure out how to do nothing. My second hack is, as you are doing nothing, make sure to say no to things that no longer serve you. Not necessarily, yes, say no to new things that come your way. No, I don't have time for this, or no, this doesn't feel in alignment. But really take a look at what you've constructed around yourself and learn to let go.
Yeah.
The thing that you're holding on to could be the thing that you need to most let go of in order to move yourself forward. I recently exited 3 large clients. Why? One, they were legacy clients. They weren't paying me the same amount that I would get now. Mm-hmm. Two, and they'd be like, raise your rates. And I'm like, yeah, but then I just know they would leave anyway. So it's the same thing as exiting them. But if I just am honest with them, I'll exit them with more integrity.
Yeah.
The main reason why was because I don't do that same work anymore. And every time I approached it, it drained me. Oh my God, it drained me. When I exited them, literally, I have the timestamps in my email. I sent them all the emails. 5 minutes later, I got a referral for an awesome client. 5 minutes after that, I got chosen to speak on a large stage I've been trying to speak on for a little while. Mm. And 5 minutes after that, I got another speaking engagement. It was 5, maybe one was 4, maybe one was 7, but you get it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You let go and you leave space in your life for better. So be brave enough to let go. And then the third thing is, I am talking about radical authenticity, is to be radically authentic, which takes courage and it takes vulnerability. It takes the ability to show up and have a heart-to-heart conversation with the world, which is terrifying, because what if they see you? Mm-hmm. What if they find out who you really are, this big imposter that most of us think that we are? I'm not really a marketer. I guess I've had some success, but am I like, can I like do this? That's what a lot of us think when we want to show up in a grand scale out in the world. But just like you said, everyone is needed. And the more you show up as yourself, the better your business will be. I've experienced it firsthand, and I've seen it with my clients. Be a little bit braver today and show up a little bit more of yourself and see what happens. Test it out. Let me know what happens.
I love it. Those were some powerful, very powerful hacks for us. For I'm looking at it, I'm like, holy smokes, when's the last time I was sitting quietly thinking about nothing, looking at nothing on my phone, scrolling through no Instagram or
right
TikTok, just passing
all the stuff, like, that you're like, I don't really need to be watching this right now.
Yeah. And then you still keep scrolling.
You keep scrolling.
Apparently,
you get stuck. It's like it captures you and you can't, yeah. And it doesn't let go.
Remember the scene in The Matrix when Trinity's on the ground in the first scene and she's like, get up, Trinity, get up. She's like, get up to run away. The Agent Smith is, I was like, I'm gotta get up.
That's exactly how Instagram has us. Just like that. Stuck. Yes. Okay. And I'm on Instagram. I love it. I made an Instagram for my 6-week-old child. I love Instagram.
Yeah.
But it's, you need to know there's a time and a place for everything.
Yes. And you're not going to know that until you sit quietly with yourself and let go.
Exactly. Oh, the answers are not on Instagram, most likely.
They're not. All right. Let's jump into the rapid fire question round.
Okay. And I promise to be as rapid as possible.
Okay. Sounds good. Number one, what is the one hobby that you wish you got into?
I wish I got into something like aquatic, like swimming.
Mm.
That would be cool. I would love that. I know how to swim, but I wish I did it regularly.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know how to swim. I just don't know how to float. Make of that.
I think that goes in line with just being. You just have to just be in the water and you should float.
I guess so. Apparently, somebody was telling me that the more muscle mass you have, the easier you're sinking. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm muscular.
You're just like,
I guess. The Hulk over here. Number two, what did you want to be when you were a child?
All of the things. I wanted to be everything from a secretary to a music teacher to a dance teacher. What I realized was a through line of all of that is I wanted to be the occupation of whoever had made me feel special most recently. I was in dance. I loved the secretary who worked in my mom's office. I loved my music teacher in elementary school because they made me feel good. And so what I realize now is I am what I want to be when I grow up. I'm the person that wants to make you feel good, not in a people-pleasing way, because there's crying usually in my sessions. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
But genuinely feel good from the inside out about who you are and how you show up and how to attract your people.
I love that. That's beautiful. All right, next up. You did mention you are a huge MCU fan. So let's see if anything pops up. What is your favorite movie or TV show?
This is a horrible question.
I know. It's the worst one. Worst of all.
I struggled with this. I'm just going to say one that I really like. I really like Black Panther. I haven't seen the new one yet because, again, 6-week-old baby. She came out when the new one was coming out.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that movie. I also like Fried Green Tomatoes and the movie Gigi. So very, very varying tastes over here and pretty much any musical.
Okay. Let me see if I have a recommendation. Oh, yeah. You got to see Spirited.
Spirited. Okay.
That's also on Apple TV Plus.
Do not watch Apple Plus, Apple TV enough. Clearly.
Will Ferrell and
Ryan Reynolds. I did see the ad for that. Yeah, no, that looked good. Okay. But don't tell me anything about
it. No, I'm not telling
you. I saw the ad. I saw the green and I saw the red. You're I'm going to watch it. Because I've been binge watching holiday movies because, again, feel good movies.
Yes. All right. Next one you're going to like. What movie would you choose if you got to play a character in it?
If I got to play a character in a movie. Okay. There's two ways to go about this. Mm-hmm. One is the one that is like the outside external one. And the other one is the internal one that just would make me feel deliciously dirty and bad, which is like the villain. Right. Yeah. I would play the villain in the movie. And of course, I'm not that villainous. So I'm going to use Disney movies, if that's okay.
those are the likable villains, right?
The likable villains. If I was going to be a villain, I would be either Maleficent or the witch, the sea witch on Ursula on Little Mermaid. I think that they were just, they had this delicious mwahaha about them. I loved it. Right. If I was going to be another character, I actually recently watched on Disney Plus the movie Disenchanted, which is the sequel to the movie Enchanted that came out years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
And I would be the main character. I think, what is her? I don't remember her name. The main character, the redhead chick. Because she had such an optimism about life.
Yeah.
And it did get her into trouble a little bit. But to always have a glass half full plus a little magical quality about you. That would be an awesome way to look at life and to walk through life.
It was Lois Lane from the new Superman movies.
Yes, that's who played her. Yes, exactly.
I don't remember her name.
I don't remember her name either, but that's okay. Hopefully she doesn't hold that against us.
No, I think she'll be fine. Number five, who is your favorite superhero?
So I do Black Panther, but I also like Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. I think is like one of my favorites because I like magic. I like magical things and dealing with mind bending things. So I think that he would be my favorite. Yeah. And I'm more of an MCU person rather than DC.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because MCU, I think because they're purchased by Disney, their storytelling is
storytelling is powerful.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna say very much about it, but I did just see Black Adam. Visually stunning. The storyline sucked. And I felt so bad. Like, The Rock makes you feel like you know him personally. I don't know how he does that, but he does. So I wanted to be like, friend.
Come on.
No, friend, what happened? So I'm sticking with my MCU and going with Doctor Strange.
I love it. And what's beautiful is that Disney bought Marvel because of the storytelling they already brought. It's so well done.
Yeah.
Last question. If you are a board game, what would it be?
Monopoly.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, I am very woo, very spiritual, very all in your business, but I'm a big fan of money and nice things. I'm very bougie. And I'm like, so let me buy Park Place. That would be.
I love it. I love it. Aliyah, thank you so much. Where can my superpreneurs find you?
You can find me at my website, which is flourishmarketing.co. Remember, if you go to flourishmarketing.co/freebies, you'll get all of the freebies, and flourishmarketing.co/recalibrate. You can download our recalibration guide. You can also find me on Instagram at Aliyah Harris, AlEyahHaris. I'm on a little bit of a hiatus at the time of this recording. So if you go there, if this is released quickly, you're going to be like, where are you at? I just had a baby. Give me a second. I'll be back. And I'm also on LinkedIn and love the chat there too. Aliyah Harris there too.
Awesome. We'll be sure to include all the links in the show notes so folks can get in touch with Aliyah Harris. Aliyah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. This was a lot of fun. I learned a lot and connected a lot of dots. That's what we're here for. I'm making these connections, feeling good, making these connections in our head so that we are better for tomorrow.
Absolutely. That's what it's about.
Thank you again, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Hacks and Hobbies. You can find additional information on the guest today on their website, hacksandhobbies.com. Please feel free to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on upcoming interviews with amazing guests.